Proclamation number 8490 of 7th of May, 1963. Overcoming the world. Anyone who loves the world still belongs to my adversary, for the earthly world is his kingdom where he rules and reigns. All desiring thoughts which apply to the world's goods are whispered into your ear by him, and therefore you will hardly accept the guidance of light beings' thoughts which try to direct you towards spiritual things and would like to induce you to turn away from this world's goods, to recognize them as transient and to strive for imperishable goods. But you have to go through this world in order to overcome matter, for you shall become free from it, you shall leave earth as spiritualized, for this is your goal. My help for you now consists of the fact that I repeatedly make you aware of the transience of earthly goods, that I often also take from you that to which your heart is particularly attached, not in order to inflict suffering on you as a result, but through such suffering you shall come to the right realization, that everything passes away, that everything has no value for eternity. Only when you learn to recognize the true value or unvalue of material goods will you detach your heart from them and strive for more valuable possessions which remain with you and which you can take over into the kingdom of the beyond. Yet you lack one thing and therefore only think purely earthly. That is the belief in a continuation of life after the death of your body. Only your earthly body can die, precisely because it is matter, but what animates the body, the soul, cannot die. It can only leave your material shell, and then it can be poor or rich when it enters the kingdom of the beyond. And you yourselves prepare this lot for your soul during earthly life. Its purely earthly attitude puts the soul into an extremely miserable state which it will one day feel bitterly and ruefully remember the unused earthly time as soon as it is a small glimmer of realization. But in earthly life you can also gather riches for the soul if you learn to overcome earthly matter and think of the soul spiritually, if you direct your thoughts into the spiritual kingdom, which is your true home. And believe it, you will easily and joyfully leave this earth when the hour of your departure has come. Matter will not hold you back and you will gladly detach yourselves from everything that belongs to earth. And because a far more beautiful life than awaits you, I am only ever concerned to make you overcomers of the earthly world and its goods, to help you recognize the worthlessness and to free you from things to which you chain your heart and which nevertheless can easily signify a danger for you, that you forget your spiritual striving over them, that you still pay the tribute to my adversary which he demands from you. Earthly life is short, but the whole of eternity lies ahead of you, and you can easily forfeit a glorious life in eternity for the sake of this short earthly lifetime because you misjudge earthly goods, because you attach a value to them which they do not possess. And thus you have an explanation why fate sometimes hits you hard by taking what you love, be it people or earthly possessions, because I only want to direct your thoughts to spiritual things which will compensate you 1,000-fold for earthly losses and for earthly suffering of all kinds. Everything is a blessing if it is able to detach your senses from worldly possessions, and I will truly reward you abundantly with spiritual possessions for every voluntary renunciation. And one day you will be very grateful to me that I helped you to become free from material desires and cravings and that you were able to enter the spiritual kingdom unencumbered by such. Everything that belongs to the world is still an obstacle on the path to me, therefore you should overcome such obstacles and cast off all desire in order to be able to enter your true home freely and light-heartedly in order to be allowed to be eternally blissful there, as is your destiny. Amen.